debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Tell you bring your girlfriends, tell her bring her friends too. Tell me Hollywood kinda weird. You don't really like it, but you gotta play the biz. Yeah, met you last June, by next June. We were hauling love and wanna fuck now. Yeah, fell in love at the wrong time. Yeah, spend that night at my high rise. Yeah, or hit me late on my hotline. Telling me I miss my homies and your mama cry. Late night, you my boot thing. Yeah, your Mercedes with the blue tint. Yeah, all praise to the most high leader. Depped off in the hills, went to Puerto Rico. Yeah, girl, you're gone now. And no, baby, don't call me no more. Girl, you're gone now. And no, baby, don't call me no more.
When back to the homeland. Had to tell the niggas what I did in your hometown. Everybody know we probably would have made a list, but there you go, started tripping, never hit me back. Real nigga went back to the pimping, started getting groovy with the women I was hitting. Got a gold chain and a nose ring and a no watch, no tick, but I only did the time, yeah. Black boy with a black fade, yeah. Got mad when you did things, yeah. You was fucking and you did dirt too. We were talking, but you never hit my phone, boo. Moved up and I feel good, shit. Roll palm trees and I made a hit for ya. Billboards ride a city with your face on it, but they never have it really know about what you been through. They asking where the hoes at, huh? Well, you always gotta go there, huh? I ain't trip when I see you have a chance at a
welcome, show. Welcome, welcome. We the level's kinda high. Welcome off the rails with Anna and Blitz today. It's gonna be Afghanistan heavy because that's the only thing I care about right now.
Yay.
Welcome. I hope everyone's having a good Monday. As far as Mondays go, I don't know. It's a lot better than last Monday.
What happened last Monday?
Last Monday, which feels like a world away, was a little bit on the rough end, but you know, in true Anna fashion, I was doing pretty okay during the day for most of the show. And then right at the end, I fucked it up like I do, just in true Anna fashion. You know, it's like I'm smooth. I'm going pretty well. Everything's going good. And then all of a sudden, I say something kind of dumb. It just kind of slipped out like a little fart. And I'm sorry to Tfue. I feel bad. I don't understand despite being on Twitch, admittedly, I don't know a lot about a lot of different things, Blitz. One of them
really?
Being gaming. I don't get it. And when I'm hearing the money that was thrown around at these guys who game, and good on them, like they found a way to not only make a living, but make a motherfucking living.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
I don't get it. So I'm sorry that he said, you know, I kind of said he looked like a dark match, like Logan Paul. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. I decided to do a little bit of a deeper dive, and he actually has a really great body. So,
oh, you know, you'll be doing a book report.
Oh yeah, I know. Cause there's many, a book has been written on this man, Tfue.
Yes.
He's from Florida, I guess. Born and bred. I don't really know much about him. I don't know a lot about
NASCAR.
That's
why you'll be doing a deep. Oh, do you need to do a NASCAR book report?
I feel like I do. I don't get it. It just, there's just zero, you know, and I say this with love. I want to say that. I say this with love to the Diacos, to Bubba, to Tyler. I know we have a very racing heavy show when it comes to all kinds of vehicles like Ferraris and
what else?
Sprint cars and midgets with solar panels. Listen, mm-hmm. There's lots of different vehicles that you can race, okay? I'm not an expert on NASCAR. There's Formula One, Indy 4000.
Yes.
There's lots of Indy cars because of the Indy race, which is big.
Independent,
but I think it's like the Indy 400. They do like the laps and stuff, and they go left, and they go left, and they go left, and people fucking, they just eat this shit up. They love it.
I was getting texts during the race. Hey, Blitz, are you watching the race?
From who?
It's amazing.
Who was texting you?
I had one friend, and then another friend
of
mine.
Do I know this guy?
Well, no, the other friend of mine, people might not know. They also know him as Colton.
Yeah,
and
so
I'm like, dude, I don't really watch NASCAR anymore, and I'm in the middle of Publix right now.
Yeah,
I'm trying to buy Bubba's fruit.
Trying to get the 2-for-1 special on nuts.
Hell yeah!
You text me about that. I'm like, yeah, no shit. I bought them on Thursday. Please.
And then you brought them in today, right?
Yeah, I forgot them. Then I ate some of the show's nuts. Thank you very much. But I don't get it. I don't get the racing. I look at it in awe because I'm like, humans do weird things, like in my mind.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like people probably look at me maybe and they go, you're wasting your time on stuff that you know, no one is interested in. Like cubing. Fine. Everybody has different interests. I totally get it. I just don't fucking get it. I don't think I ever will. I think it's something you have to kind of grow up with.
So to that effect, I actually hated racing in NASCAR growing up.
Okay,
my parents
why?
Were never into it. I didn't like it.
So
it was
start
boring.
Working
It was it left turn. Boring. Deer. I didn't care.
But here's the thing, though, real quick before you finish. It's interesting until someone like either loses a life or almost loses their life. Then it's like, oh, shit, yeah. Look at this crash. And I'm like, that's so sad that we find this entertaining. This guy's burning alive. And we're like, oh, check it out. But other, if everything goes smoothly, it's like, who fucking cares?
Right.
Right?
Yeah, pretty much. And so then I started kind of watching it. And then a few.
Because of Bubba?
No, but I'm sure that had a part of it.
Yeah, sure.
And then because of Bubba, what had a big part of it was I became friends and started hanging out with Tony Stewart.
Okay. Like, he's a big time racer.
Driver. Yes.
And so he does like, Formula One.
Yeah, Formula 5000. So he does. He actually races 409.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totes.
So I was like, well, I was hanging out with him. I'm like, I guess I should like pay attention to this shit. And I was like, this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to say that it doesn't require skill or anything like that. Of course it does. I don't get the appeal.
You want to know what you have all. A blast at?
Are you going to make a dumb suggestion right now?
Nope.
What?
The Daytona 500. You would absolutely love going.
Is it because of the humanity that yes. it attracts? Okay, well, that's different.
The infield.
Like, I hate Walmart, but you go because it's fun to watch.
You would have the most fun at the infield right. of Daytona. Like, the humanity that's there. I'm
yeah,
telling you,
but
you
also,
would.
Like, here's the thing. The Florida State Fair is fun for 2.5 hours. When right. you start moving into that third hour, I'm fucking over it. Can I do that at the Daytona 500?
Well, so here's...
I'm not trying to be there for fucking multiple days. That's not my jam.
I'm usually only there for like a week. So here's the deal.
Absolutely not. So here's, Give me a rope immediately.
here's the, with you, it'd be fun to do this. So Bubba used to always get a big, like, RV there.
Yeah.
And it would be in the VIP area, like, away from the rowdiness.
Mm-hmm. The riffraff.
One of the last times I was there was parked right next to Ron White. I don't know if you know who that is or not.
I do. In fact, I do know. Go ahead.
So we get in a golf cart and you drive to the rowdy areas and you see all the riffraff going on. You spend a half an hour to an hour over there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go back to the bus. And then a couple hours later, you're like, you know what? Let me go check out the riffraff again. You go out to check out there for like a half hour to an hour and come back. And then that's it.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're there for multiple days.
You don't have to be.
No. Mm-mm. No, thank you. I don't do parades. I don't do protests. I don't do anything anymore, pretty much.
That's what it
yeah,
like.
I don't do anything anymore. No parades, no protests. I don't even think I want to go to a music festival anymore. Like, that
what?
Even sounds unappealing. Here's the difference between a parade and a protest and the Daytona 500 and a festival is at festivals, you do drugs, which makes...
You've never been to Daytona 500 then,
the
have
festival,
you?
No, I haven't. But and I'm not talking about drinking, because that
I
get sleepy, get dehydrated, you don't want to be out in the sun. At a festival, especially when night falls and you're doing drugs, you could be around a bunch of people. It doesn't... Because you don't even realize they're there, because you're right. on your own little planet.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the difference there. But as for Daytona 500, I don't know. I don't think anybody would want to go with me, because I feel like... I'm kind of like a crapshoot. I could be in a good mood. I don't know. Are there going to be snacks? Will I have enough water?
Oh, no. If we go as a show, you don't have a choice. You have to go.
Well, if we go as a show, of course I'll go, you know. But I just, that does just not appeal to me at all. I kind of wanted to dip into our weekends a little bit. Mine started out a little bit rough. I kind of got in my head a little bit. I don't know if you know what that's like.
Nah, no clue.
Over the weekend, you know, kind of had some like maybe low-key tentative plans. It didn't work. It's all good. But I was getting in my head, so I went for, and this is, I don't know if this is just me, but I went for a run in the rain.
Okay.
And it was it's a vibe. And not like pouring rain where you can't see,
yeah,
it's
that
shitty.
Sucks.
That's not okay. But like just a light drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in downtown St. Pete, which was great because it was Saturday evening. No, like no traffic, because who the fuck is, you know, out on the pier when it's sprinkling? It was, you know, no fun. Went for a run in the rain. And there's just something about it that makes you feel like a wild animal. I don't know if you've ever done that. I know you're not a big runner or anything like that,
no.
But running through rain just okay, there's shit that is like reloading here.
Yeah, they're using it.
Okay. I didn't do it.
No, using it in the back.
You guys see my hands up here? Shit was reloading. I didn't touch it. You know, so when all the stories disappear,
Well, that's a different computer.
Okay, but I don't know if it's going 1-2. It might go 3-4. I don't know.
No, it won't.
Okay, well,
Tyler's loading and stuff in the next gen.
No problem. All right, just making sure. But yeah, so running in the rain like a wild animal, I came home and I felt 1,000 times better. It's just weird. Sometimes you just need to like think through shit.
Yep.
And once you kind of get to a certain point, like a certain mental frequency,
mm-hmm.
you're totally fine.
I thought... Yeah.
Because I realized on this run, which is, it's stupid and, you know, it's obvious stuff, but, you know, sometimes when you get in your head, you can't really fight your way out of it. I went for a run in the rain and I'm just like, I'm focusing on the have-nots right now
mm-hmm.
and I need to focus on the haves.
Okay.
Because you focus so much, like, the fact that I was able to pinpoint, like, one thing that was upsetting me to the point where, like, it was somewhat ruining my day.
Mm-hmm.
is so pathetic because that's such a small, like infinitesimal, whatever, small, minute piece of my life. And I could focus on all the incredible things that are going on in my life. And I'm choosing to ignore those right now and focus on like the one thing that's upsetting me.
Yeah, I have no idea what that's like.
Yeah. And I kind of just needed a run in the rain to just kind of reevaluate and get back on track, which was helpful. And I know I mentioned this to you. Maybe it was like a month and a half ago, but there's someone that was not someone I really knew, but someone I knew's like family member, like niece.
Okay.
And she was young and died of cancer.
Yep.
And I told you about this chick and mm-hmm. whatever. She was like 24, 5, like 3, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Early 20s. And she died of cancer. Beautiful girl, like model, had everything going for you, for her, so you thought. And then she had like, she had cancer when she was 15. She beat it. And then she relapsed, I guess, when she was in her early 20s. And she had like stage 4 melanoma, like something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up taking her life about 6 weeks ago, something like that. And I go, okay. And I was so shocked when I saw that happen because I used to see posts from this girl pretty regularly about how her treatment was going. She was just like a really spunky kind of upbeat, like fuck cancer people. Like I'm gonna beat this, blah blah. And then she died, and I was like, it's one of those things that recalibrates your life like in a second. And you go, I'm upset over this bullshit, and this chick was fighting for her life. Like I have the privilege of being upset over something so small when this chick was fighting for her fucking life that ended far too soon.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be worried about this small bullshit. So that kind of crossed my mind because you forget.
Yep.
You forget after time passes, you know, you're kind of, you're hit with something big. It makes you reevaluate everything, but then you kind of slip back into old ways and old habits. But I made sure to remember this girl, and I'm like, what, you know, think about what her and her family went through and what you're going through right now. Like, how dare you even let this upset you even in the slightest? It's mm-hmm. ridiculous. So that was kind of helpful, but it sounds like you have issues sleeping, dude. Like I thought I was in my head, but I think you might even be worse than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Friday, I did this thing. It's called, I went to the beach.
Danny 198?
No, it was before that.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go jog on the beach. Because, you know.
And you're not a big runner, right?
Not usually.
All right.
But it just was nice out. It actually was very sunny when I got there, and it turned into a rain.
Yeah. Are you trying to be a runner? Is that like your next thing? Okay.
No. I mean, I would like to jog more than I do now, but okay. I don't want to be a runner.
Okay.
So I decided to go for a jog in the rain. Well, I didn't really have a choice. I could either walk or jog, one of the two.
Okay.
Because it was raining where I was at, and I had to get back to my car.
Oh, so this was less for exercise, more for just to try to escape the storm?
No, I went to the beach to jog.
Okay, so that was the intention.
A walk, jog, whatever.
Okay.
And then I got out a few miles, and it started to rain.
And okay.
So I could either walk in the rain or jog in the rain.
Right.
One of the two, I was having to do something in the rain.
But you walked out. Or you ran out?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
And then I did 198, which was awesome.
It looked like a really good time. I watched about 2/3 of it.
It was a really good time.
It looked fun. Jay was just like bopping around. He was really enjoying himself.
Yeah, he needs to bring more tequila. We drank it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a little party up front for a while.
What does a party up front entail? Because in my head, it was like it was lame in my head. When you said, oh yeah, we partied out front, I'm like, with the four of you?
Mm-hmm.
You just talked and drank and...
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was it.
And more people showed up, I imagine.
So, Saturday, I don't know. Saturday and Sunday, I had a bunch of projects to take care of.
Okay.
Went to Armature Works Saturday night. It was pretty lame.
By yourself?
Yeah, it was lame.
Okay.
Because it rained all day and there was a lot of people there.
Right. Not a lot of people, not a lot of girls from UT.
There was not that many.
Bob Army Ground 214. Thank you.
So I didn't stay the whole night. I left at like 11:30.
That's still pretty late.
Yeah, I know. And then Sunday I did more projects.
So can we dive into that a little bit? What is the move if you're on the prowl and you're alone and you're a man and you're looking for people? Like, do you just grab a drink and kind of sit and just play on your phone? Do you just talk to the guy next to you sitting at a random bar? Like, what is the move?
Both.
Okay.
It depends. Like, Saturday night, there wasn't that many people there, so I just kind of just, I walked down Riverwalk, walked back.
Okay, so you're walking.
Yeah,
just, like, hovering around Armature Works. Because I wonder about that. Like, with guys, if they're on the prowl and they're by themselves, you there's a very fine line between, like, hot guy checking me out and fucking creepy dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you don't want to be creepy, dude.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, the sit and stare type stuff is not, that's not.
Okay, that,
yeah,
you got to be moving.
Yeah.
You got to be mobile.
Yeah.
Okay, that's smart. Go ahead.
Yeah. Although sometimes I do, like, I get one of those little white chairs and a table, and I put my elbows on the table and just do this to the chicks.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a win.
Yeah.
No, but that's a good move, because when you're walking, it looks like you have somewhere to go, even if it's nowhere.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you're just posted up, it's like, okay, this guy's not going anywhere.
Yeah, no.
We may have to call the authorities.
There's enough to walk around. Like, you can, you know, like, walk over by Eulalie, kind of that little, like, park area.
Yeah,
come back around.
Put the lily pond and the shit.
Yeah. And then back around to outside of Armature Works, walk in through Armature Works around the little circle deal. And that's like half hour just doing all that. So.
Okay.
And by then, hopefully the chicks that you were staring at earlier are either still there or they're gone and there's new chicks there.
Okay. And then I mean, you've been opening to, like, groups of women, which is really impressive, because that is hard to do. Because it's, it's risky in terms of if they're like, okay, and then what do? You just back out and walk away and with your tail between your legs. But also, you could score really big.
But I'm like, whatever. They're like, oh, if even they say they haven't, but if they were like, oh, get out of here, you creep, I'm like, okay, who cares?
Okay. I like that. That's bold.
There was a group of MILFs that came up that one of them was getting married.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, because I was sitting at one of those white chairs and I had a table next to me. Like, hey, can we use your table? I'm like, I don't care, whatever.
Were they hot?
Not really.
All right. Well, you said mothers I'd like to fuck, so I thought maybe.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, relatively hot?
I mean, you got to be pretty drunk.
Okay.
But, so I'm like, all right. I was like, you can use the table. I'm like, oh, well, wait, it's 5 minutes. I'm like, you can do it. I don't care. And they're like, the one lady, the one, like, actually kind of hot one's like, I bet you never thought you're going to, like, hang out with all these girls tonight. And I said, oh, no. And then she's like, well, we're just going to take pictures. I said, cool, I'll jump in a second. She goes, well, come on. So I got up. My phone was dead.
God.
But I got, like, I still got, like, they took a picture of me.
Oh, God. So just, it was a bachelorette, like, party, or?
Well, there was a couple guys there, so no.
Oh, okay. I thought it was, like, just you and, like, 10 chicks.
It was, like, 8 chicks and, like, 2 other dudes.
Were they gay?
I don't think so. The one, like, definitely wasn't.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't say that. Who knows? I think he was with one of the, like, you could.
Okay. Because usually if it's a girls' night and there's just 2 dudes, they're probably gay.
Yeah, no, like. Because every time, so they took a few pictures, and, like, every time he was always taking, like, he would take the group picture.
Oh,
and
he's the purse holder, picture taker.
And then him and the girl would take a picture.
But then you said you got in your head. Was it last night?
That was last night.
Like, really bad? Like, more than usual?
Yeah.
Because it seems like you have lots of sleepless nights.
Yeah. So on Saturday? On Saturday, so Friday I went to Honeymoon Island, got rained out. Saturday I went back there. It was really nice. So I went for a walk and I started thinking about my dog quite a bit. And it's been like, that's been pretty hard lately.
Yeah. Can I make a suggestion for people out there? Maybe not. Maybe this is a bad suggestion.
What?
But it's just like, I was watching Danny 198 and people were like calling in and like mentioning it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe just because I know you, but also it's just not the fucking move. Like, thank you guys for listening and contributing 100%. But people are calling in and the boys are having a good time. And you're like, I understand that they were saying like condolences, like they were trying to be sweet about it. But it's not the time nor the fucking place when you're having fun. You have alcohol in your hand. Yeah. You're drinking alcohol. You're going to be... alcohol exacerbates what or amplifies whatever feeling you're having. So mm-hmm. if you're feeling euphoric, if you're feeling good, you're going to feel great. If you're feeling bad, you're going to feel terrible. So they're moving in a direction. The music is bumping. Like, everything's good. Jay's bopping around. I can tell you were having a good time. Dan's wearing a shirt with his fucking face on it, so he's like, it's couldn't be hero. Happier. It said hero on it. You know, Jimmy Cleave's just hot, staring at himself in the mirror or in the camera, who knows. But then they start mentioning, like, that situation, and I was getting fucking angry, because I'm like, you're derailing the show. Now right. I know that you're going to be in your head, which isn't your fault, because they mentioned it, and you're drinking, and you're like, oh, fuck. And you're there because it's an escape. Like, yeah. we like work in general, not just radio, but work in general is an escape from your problems. Sometimes it is the root of your problems, yeah. which happens with everybody, yeah, us included. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But a lot of times, like when I was going through some hard shit, I'm so thankful I had two jobs that I was busy from the moment I woke up to the second I went to bed.
Sure.
Because I liked that as a distraction, because oftentimes you didn't even have time to think because you were so focused on the task at hand. So when you call in, I understand it was like a chick and, you know, she's trying to be sweet, but shut the fuck up. Like, don't bring, if we're talking about it, fine. But the boys are having a good time. Yeah. They're bopping around. They're like, oh, Joel's the best. The fucking, oh, check out this mix. Jay's like, wait for the drop. Jay was like making me laugh so hard.
It was so funny.
It was really, really fucking cute. Funny. It was really, really cute. And then someone calls in and it's like, sorry about your, I'm like, shut up, you stupid whore. But thank you for the bits. You know what I mean? But anyways, just a suggestion.
And by the way, I appreciate what you said via DM. Thank you.
This woman?
Yeah.
The one that called in and
yeah.
did what?
She kept DMing me.
Oh, is she hot? Like, is it okay? Is everything okay? You're yeah, like, yeah, she made me cry, but she is hot.
Oh, no,
so.
Like, so I agree with what you're saying. However, that night, I kind of just let it go. Like, I don't.
You were cool. Like,
yeah. Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Like, that doesn't, like, that didn't bother me. Mm-hmm. Like, talking to my mom is what got to me. Because my mom liked this dog, too. And growing up, she had dogs, and she's like, I haven't taken it this hard, like, ever. She's like, I miss him. And like, she just.
That was yesterday?
That was Saturday.
During the day?
Yeah.
Before you got here?
That was Friday. Oh. Okay. Danny, it was Friday.
Okay.
This was Saturday. But okay. She said it like in the past. She's like, I really miss him. And she like goes on Facebook and posts pictures of him and how about she misses him.
I mean, and everyone grieves differently.
I know.
You know, and I'm kind of like you where I'm just like, I just want to fucking forget about it.
Yeah.
That is not helpful. And I've asked you privately, I'm like, does this help or hurt? You know, just gauging on how people sure. deal with grief. Like, does this help or hurt? And you're like, this hurts. And I'm like, okay, yeah. well then yeah. I wouldn't do, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I generally don't like to talk about it.
Yeah, and I know we're talking about it now, and I'm
That's
sorry.
Okay.
But I just noticed that. And it's like, guys, I know you're trying to be sweet, especially the women. Like, I get it, but... fucking just think. Like, would you bring that up to someone at a party? No.
Right.
So don't say it. And it comes from a good place. So, you know, I know it comes from a good place. I want to stress that, but also just think for like a fucking second. Mm-hmm. Don't be dumb. You know, I got upset this morning. I usually don't get upset by chat because I see a lot of mean things every day, but I kind of went off the rails today.
And I missed it.
Ooh, I got mad. And people were like, you're just giving him what he wants. And that made me madder. Because I'm like, hey, fuck you too.
Damn
like,
it, I totally missed it.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of hot mics.
Yeah, I know, because you're running around like fruiting people and stuff. Mm-hmm. I get it. And fixing problems. But yeah, someone wrote something just about, and it wasn't even about like how I looked. It was just like, you're horrible. You laugh at your own jokes. Like, it was something pretty benign, to be honest with you.
Right.
But just like, I was just in a fucking mood, you know. I read something this morning that pissed me off, and I'm like, and I was pissed off because I read it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I usually don't look at my phone in the morning because it's just not good, and all the self-help gurus.
You were on your phone a lot today.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, like during breaks and stuff.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
No,
all right.
Not more than usual. But I read something this morning, and this guy just wrote something mean, and then at the end of it said, you can block me if you want.
Okay.
So I just... blocked him, and then I was like, why? Now I'm angry, and it's like 5:15 in the morning. I'm like, why did I? And then I was mad at myself. I'm like, why did I let someone just kind of throw me off of my day for a stupid call. Like, why did I open Instagram?
Oh, so you were still at home.
I was at home. Oh, okay. Because I don't usually do that because I miss texts from everybody.
Yeah, I know.
So I just kind of like popped on Instagram for a second. Just, you know, I was running a little early, surprise, surprise. And I looked at that and I was like, why did I read this? Like, it just kind of threw me off. It, you know, and it was, again, something really benign. So I was kind of already like in a little bit of an antsy mood, I guess.
Yeah.
I stayed up late last night talking to a buddy in Canada and stuff, and he's the best, man. I hope he comes to visit sometime, but I haven't seen him in about 5 years, and, you know, it's really funny. I could tell he was really avoiding the vaccine conversation. I'm like, hey, are you vaxxed? And he's like, yeah.
Oh.
And then I'm like, yeah, I'm not. And he said something about, like, anti-vaxxers, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm not, and he just immediately pivoted, like, because we're such good friends. He's like, I don't even want to get into this with you. And I totally respect that, and it was great. And then he was telling me about his birthday. He did, like, a shroom trip, and it was, like, a lot of shenanigans, so it was funny. But
did you stay up late last night?
Yeah, pretty late. Yeah. Well, I mean, and I thought, I was like, man, I'm going to have troubles falling asleep. And I did not. I just hit the pillow and fell asleep. But overall, it was a pretty good weekend. Hung out with Matt Heller a little bit. And so it was good seeing him. I'm through him. I think we might be booking a cool guest pretty soon.
Yeah, I wouldn't mention it.
Okay, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just alluding to that moves are being made. So that's pretty cool.
That'd be cool.
Some cool stuff there.
Yep.
I watched this. This movie came out, I think, in 2018 or 19, the movie Vice.
Okay.
I could not have watched this movie at a more perfect fucking time. It really just, like, everything tied in so nicely that I watched this on Saturday night and Sunday morning, and then Sunday night, like, the fall of Kabul, and I'm like, this is just such a beautiful, like, mwah, everything just kind of fit in together. And I know it's like not an older film, but it's a few years old, but it's like I want to talk about it now because I just saw it.
Right.
But I really wasn't paying attention to politics pretty much my entire adolescence and early adulthood. Didn't really capture my attention. I don't know, like, why, like, because my interests are so different now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how could foreign policy not be interesting? But I just didn't care. And also, I was smart enough to know that, like, what was going on currently, like, in order to have an opinion on it, you have to know history well.
Of course.
You can't, because a lot of people now, like, they get into politics today, and then they're just like, well, we should let the immigrants in. It's like, well, no, or we should get out of Afghanistan. It's like, yeah, but also we have to kind of mitigate. You know, so people don't really understand how, like, history, they just kind of take a snapshot of the situation. So I think it was more of just the burden. It was a bit daunting to go back and be like, okay, what happened during the Cold War? What happened during the Reagan era? Like, what happened during... So anyways, I was just lazy growing up. And I feel like when I was like 27, I remember a conversation I had with myself, and it was like, you are too old to know so little. Like, that was... I was just like, I didn't know fucking anything.
So I went and bought a notebook.
I'm like, you got the internet. Fucking use it. And I'm like, every day, you need to kind of at least try to learn something new. Or at least add on to your existing knowledge of something. And here we are, what, like, 7 years later. And, I mean, I still know nothing. But I feel like I've learned so fucking much just because... Again, I didn't know anything about politics, anything about foreign policy, Iraq, weapons of mass. Like, I wasn't into conspiracy any, because I didn't fucking know anything.
Right.
But now that it's like the curtain has been like slightly peeked open, I'm just like, holy shit, this is like, this is better than any fiction.
And I, like,
this is real fucking life. Like,
so I like a lot of things that you're reading in depth on, I don't know as in depth as you do, but I know like the surface stuff. And it's funny to hear you be like, oh, did you hear about of course. That happened, you know, 10 years ago. It's you get excited about it. Then you, like, you know, really get into it.
I do a deep dive.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. So it's kind of like all new to me. But I when I watched this movie, Vice, you know, I kind of knew a little bit about Dick Cheney. Not much. Mm-hmm. But again, it's just a movie. It's based on truth, but God only knows what, you know. So I take that into consideration too. It's not even a documentary is going to have an agenda and a narrative. So
they're all biased,
of course. And I take that into the equation.
Yeah, and as long as you do that, you're fine.
Yeah, but then I, you know, not that I was taking notes, but I was taking some mental notes, and I'm looking some shit up, and it's like, yeah, that happened. He was the fucking CEO and owner of like Halliburton, and no big contract. Okay, Donald Rumsfeld, and I'm just like, holy fucking shit. And it's one of those things where, I don't know if you have this issue too, where like, I rep this country really hard.
Yeah.
Like, I love America, yeah. and I'm extremely patriotic when
yeah,
it comes
born
to...
Here. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I was born here, but sometimes those people are the most patriotic.
They're
because
even more so.
They really appreciate... Not that I remember Israel, and it's not like it was a third world right. country, but some of the most patriotic
Absolutely.
People you will meet will be from out of the country, because they're,
yep.
they're so thankful they don't have to live in fucking Vietnam mm-hmm. and Cambodia, and, you know, not that those are shithole countries, but, you know, America's a lot better than that. So I do want to say that, because it seems like nobody is nuanced, right? Like, if you take a shit on America, then you're not patriotic and you're a piece of shit. But then if you're like, but, you know, America's a lot better than these other countries, then you're a white nationalist.
Yeah.
So I'm saying this with nuance. I'm very glad that I live here. But also, listen, any government with any people of any country, there's going to be some shady shit, because that's just part of the biz.
Mm-hmm.
So, but learning about... what the fuck went on prior to the war in Iraq and...
The second war in Iraq.
Yeah. It's kind of... I don't know. It like, clearly I'm speechless. But if that is the case, that this war was kind of brokered, obviously, for money and to get mm-hmm. access to oil and make yeah. a few guys rich... I just don't, that, like, there is a special place in hell for those people.
Yes.
And to me, what's so bizarre is, like, in the movie, they obviously, well, have compassion for their families.
Mm-hmm.
As, even with Dick Cheney, like, at the beginning of the movie, again, this is all hearsay. I don't know what exactly is true or not, but it seems like at the beginning of the movie, when he is being persuaded by George W. to run as his VP, he mentions, listen, I don't want to do anything with gay marriage. My daughter's gay. Don't ask me to campaign against gay marriage.
Right.
And then, like, 20 years later, when his daughter, one of his daughters, Liz, is running for, I think, House of Representatives for Wyoming... she runs into a pickle because her sister's gay and she supports gay marriage, but she's also a Republican and she knows she's not going to win unless she takes a stance against gay marriage. And she consults her parents about it. And this is towards the end of the movie. And she goes, like, what do I do? And the dad, just Dick Cheney, just goes, like, you know what you got to do. And at the beginning, he was like, he said, like, line in the concrete, like, I'm not campaigning against gay marriage.
Yep.
Then 20 years later, he's just like, basically tells his eldest daughter, throw your sister under the fucking bus, because mm-hmm. otherwise you're going to lose.
Yep.
And she does. And the youngest sister, Mary, gets hysterical, because mm-hmm. she's just like, how could you go on public television and throw me under the bus like that and
right.
say that you think gay people are bad and it's not in God's image? Whatever. Mm-hmm. She just said whatever the fuck she needed to say to win, and she did win.
That's how politics are.
Yeah, but just to see the... evolution, or what's the opposite of de-evolution, whatever.
Yeah.
Of him being, at least having loyalty to his own daughter at the beginning, and then at the end is just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know? Just kind of like, that's the game.
See, that doesn't surprise me one bit. Like,
no,
that's the kind of shit that happens. They all do it, both sides, all seven sides.
That's
like,
not what I was saying.
No, I know.
I'm just saying that, like, even the way, them, they
human,
get desensitized to it,
wise,
where
sure.
they don't care about lives, blah, 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 but at least they care about their family.
Right.
But then at the end, it's literally just about them.
Of
like,
course.
They don't even give a fuck about their wife or their
right.
or their daughter. Like, whatever they need to do to maintain power,
yep.
they will do.
Yep.
Even if it means throwing their own flesh and blood under the bus.
No, I was agreeing. I was just saying,
yeah.
they all do it, though.
Yeah,
no matter,
but...
It doesn't matter what side you're on, what
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
They all do the same thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, I really didn't know a lot about Dick Cheney. It, you know, when he was in office, he was a very quiet man. But if you haven't seen this movie, I rented it on Amazon Prime for like $4. It's called Vice. It's with Christian Bale, who is phenomenal, like fantastic.
Hmm.
Steve Carell is Donald Rumsfeld, and I think it's Sam Rockwell who is George W. But a star-studded cast, fantastic.
It's not free with Prime?
No, I had to pay like $4, but it was worth
paying
it.
For
it,
a stupid movie.
Yeah. Well, listen, you think about, that's like half of a drink cost. Like, please. I stayed home on Saturday.
Or like three clicks and I could just download it for free.
Yeah, or that, but whatever. I'm not tech savvy like you, but that just, it was kind of like just the perfect opening and introduction to what was going to happen the following day
right.
in real time, which was the fall of Kabul. And I know I discussed that, but it was kind of cool because the movie details the beginnings of that war, and this details the end? Question mark.
Never the end.
What happens now is my question, because it's like we get shit for going in for whatever reason it was. We got shit for going in. This isn't our war, blah, blah. We had a lot of American support because Al-Qaeda was actually in Afghanistan, so it kind of, like, there was a connection.
Mm-hmm.
But what was interesting and what they detail in the movie is when they were trying to move it to Iraq, they were taking focus groups of people and they were asking them questions. And the people in the focus groups, like, didn't understand, like, who they knew that there was. They understood that there was going to be a war, mm-hmm. but they didn't know against who. And they said, well, they want a country, because that's something people can conceptualize. We're in a war in Iraq against insurgents, or against the Taliban, or against ISIS didn't exist at the time, but Al-Qaeda, whatever the case may be. So they take the focus group, and the woman reports back, and she's like, they want a fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, I guess it's time to go to Iraq, boys. And you see them, like, eating dinner, and they're, like, laughing because they're about to make fucking monies.
Yeah.
And you just see them, like, shipping off thousands of, like, mostly young men and women, but mostly young men, and just getting fucking blown to smithereens and, mm-hmm. you know, patrolling places that they've never even fucking heard of. And it was actually a really interesting perspective, because the person that is telling the story in Vice, like the narrator, you don't really know who he is. He, like, pops in and out. And then you find out that he's the guy that died. I don't know if it's true, like he got hit by a car or something, but he had his heart was used for Dick Cheney's heart transplant.
Okay.
So it was just kind of a cool, he's like, I'll tell you who I am in a second sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably about three quarters into the movie, you know, he's like talking to the camera, like he's like narrating, and then all of a sudden he gets like hit by a car, and then they use his heart to give to Dick Cheney. So it was just
that's interesting.
It was an interesting way to tell the story. So it was very entertaining. A+ movie. I really enjoyed it. You guys should check it out. It kind of explains a lot. I didn't take a few notes, but I took a few screenshots about stuff I didn't know.
Okay.
And you kind of like backlog that and you check it out later when you mm-hmm. have more time. So, but now what's the move? We've evacuated. I think everybody was for the most part, everybody was evacuated from the U.S. Embassy, which was really scary.
Yeah.
Because there's like, I was reading about the U.S. Embassy. It's not just like a safe haven for Americans. It's there's a lot of sensitive information. So the Taliban gets their hands on that. That's going to be problematic.
Mm-hmm.
So they were burning files and destroying computers on their way out. And I heard from, I don't know, sources of whatever I was reading that the situation on the ground was changing so rapidly that they like couldn't give like they couldn't give like a concise method of operation, because they're like, we were supposed to be out at the end of August, but we have to leave now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just evolving so rapidly that they really couldn't give you an answer about what was going to happen, but they were just trying to get everybody the fuck out. And as you could see, people are so scared of the Taliban that they're grabbing on to aircrafts and
I'm actually watching the video now. I just was watching
disturbing.
The video of people falling off the planes
and to their deaths, like not like 5-10 feet, like they're in the air and just fucking falling
live on India TV.
It's really, really disturbing. And then it's like, what's the move here? Because now we've obviously you destabilize the region by going in initially, but then you almost cause more problems when you pull out. And then you have, I saw this video of this girl crying. She's like, no one cares about us, blah, blah. There's clearly going to be a humanitarian crisis very soon once the Taliban gets into power, because they are going to impose extreme Sharia law.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the move then? Does the U.S. go in to fight the Taliban? Because guess what's going to happen? You know, Dave Smith said it best. If you want to know who our enemies are going to be in 5 years, who are we supporting right now? Who are we giving money to right now? Because those are going to be our enemies in 5 years. So what's the fucking move? You know, do you...
Well, the good news is we can all go on Twitter, because the guy running the Taliban is still on Twitter. They don't, you know, they're not going to block him, you know, because he's a good dude.
Well, I'm actually glad they didn't block him, because I'd like to know what that motherfucker is up to. But yeah, I get what you're saying. It's ridiculous.
Like, I believe the
Ben
last
Shapiro
post was hashtag YOLO.
Yeah, like fucking Dave Rubin or Ben Shapiro or Candace Owens gets suspended.
Or President Trump.
Right, that's a good one. President Trump gets suspended or banned for life or Bubba. But, you know, the David Duke and fucking leader of the Taliban are free to fly. So, interesting stuff. I'm curious as to see what's going to happen. Biden doesn't know his head from his ass, so I wonder who's really calling the shots, because this is a really, really scary situation. And to Biden's credit, it's not his fucking fault. Like, you know, I mean, I don't think he's a great leader or a great man or anything like this, but this wasn't like, this is four administrations deep. This isn't like left or right or Republican or Democrat. This is a mess that was caused. How the fuck do we get out of it? Mm-hmm. Do you just pull the plug and you go, y'all just got to fend for yourselves? But I mean, I don't see this ever changing, right? Because clearly you go in, you're trying to manage it, you're pumping trillions of dollars into it, American lives into this situation, to this two-decade-long U.S. campaign to remake the country of Afghanistan. And the second you fucking pull out, they take over. Like, it was like less than 3 weeks. Like, it was crazy. I would see all of a sudden it was like Taliban gains like 2/3 of the country, but, you know, they haven't gotten the capital yet. Mm-hmm. Oh, they got, you know, 4/5 of the country, but not the capital. And then, of course, they ascend into the capital. The leader of Afghanistan fucking takes off to Uzbekistan or some shit. And you're just left with, they were like in an empty palace. I'm like, that must be a pretty badass moment. You're like, this is ours now, bitch.
Yeah.
But like, you know, on the front page of Drudge and New York Post and pretty much everything, you see this like pretty badass picture of them just in the palace with their, what kind of guns are those, Blitz?
Where?
Like,
they're probably AKs.
I'll pull it up. Just the picture that everyone has seen that's everywhere. Let's see. This, like, what kind of guns are those?
AK. Actually, the one on the left is an AR-15.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, so they just kind of ascend into the Capitol, and they're like, this is our space now.
They're probably, those are probably American stuff that they uh-huh. captured. Actually, yeah. It's the...
Yeah.
You want to sign up?
No, I don't. It's just really scary. I feel really bad for the people of Afghanistan, because really no one suffers more than them. You know?
Actually, it's the guy in the middle to the right a little bit, that's an AK. The rest of them are all ARs. They're probably all Americans.
These are American weapons?
Yeah, probably.
That they stole or that we supplied them with years previously?
Correct.
I don't know what to do with
them. And I mean, like, when we left a lot of that stuff just sitting there.
And I know that there's no solution. And it's not just the Taliban, you know? I mean, this is the main issue right now. But, like, the whole region is a fucking disaster. And then you ask yourself, why is it a disaster? And you go, well, I think these people have some kind of backwards ideas. But then you run the risk of being a racist.
Right. To us, they're backwards ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't even know if that's subjective. You know, you go, these people have no compassion for, I don't think they have a lot of compassion for animals and women and human life in general. So then you kind of find yourself in a weird, you're wedged in a weird space where you're like, can I comment on how Sharia law is a bad idea? Or does that mean I'm an Islamophobe? Pick your poison. So not good shit. It's really, really bad. And I'm concerned about the state of affairs, about what's going to happen and if we're going to go back. What do you think? You think we're going to go back in? We got 6,000 guys there right now.
Probably not right away. But
like, what's the move? Because it's like you create this fucking mess, and then it becomes like a sunk cost fallacy sort of thing where you're like, we've already invested 2 decades.
Yep.
We've invested 20 years into this war. Do we pull out because that basically says all those deaths and all those monies and chickens
were for nothing.
Were for nothing, right. And so do you pull out and say, listen, better to just cut our losses and move forward? Or do you say, listen, we've already invested this much. We have to complete the mission. Whatever the fuck that means. But the thing is, the riddle is that the mission is never over.
It's never
because
over.
If you leave, then this sort of shit happens.
Right.
Because you create a power vacuum. So I feel like, not to say that, again, this is, I'm saying this flippantly, and obviously we're talking about human life here, but do you just have to show a little tough love and say, listen, we done fucked up for 2 decades. Yeah. We're not doing another 2 decades.
Grow some thick skin.
I mean, it's fucking terrible because a lot of people are going to die. And I didn't realize how big the Taliban force was. It's like 200,000 militants.
Hmm. That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
That's almost as big as the Bub Army.
Yeah. But with lots of guns, weapons, and no compassion or care for human life.
That's the scary part.
Yeah. And the thing is, what's scary about these people is, like, they're even willing to use their own lives as mm-hmm. weapons. You know, it's like they're happy and find it to be, I'm sure, an honor of highest regard to go into a building and blow themselves up if they know that they're going to take out 150 people with them.
Yeah.
But then what do you do? Like, there's really no way to stop these guys unless you completely eradicate the region, and you're going to kill a lot of civilians who are already going to die anyway. So you're going to kill a lot of civilians, and then you just create more of a power vacuum. And then it's one of those things that's like, yeah, we got to take out Saddam. We take out Saddam. And then, oh, ISIS. Interesting. We got ISIS now. Fuck. We weren't expecting that. It's like we keep making, it seems like the U.S., for some reason, seems to be going and trying to completely reassemble all of the Middle East, like whether it be in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, where else do we go? Syria is a big one. Like all of these just seem to be so we can get our hands on some fucking oil. Not saying that. Now, listen, I love being American. I feel like I need to kind of balance
it out. Oh, that's how you started this.
I feel like I need to balance it out because it's like, on one hand, like I said, I'm so proud to be an American, but that doesn't mean that you just turn a blind eye to all the fucking bullshit that America has done. Not to say that other countries. Yeah, I know, but we're talking about America. America's done some fucking shady shit because America's run by people and people are greedy pigs. Mm-hmm. So. That's it. That's not any different from China or any other country. France, Germany, whatever. People are greedy fucking pigs, and sometimes those are your people, and they do shady shit. But how do we get out of this is what I want to know. Or is there a way out of this?
I mean, I think a lot of that depends on them. If they stay in that region, they're fine. If they start trying to take over other stuff, that's when we're going to have to get involved. Like, even I know the people from Europe are, like, worried that they're going to get more Taliban people into Europe.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I definitely wouldn't want to be in the Mediterranean right now.
Right.
That's certainly not where I would want to be.
But I think they're going to kind of, so in a way, call their own shot.
Yeah, and then you think about like 90% of the world's opium comes from Afghanistan, the poppy fields.
So?
Weren't we kind of controlling that?
Yeah, but
isn't that going to be a problem?
Isn't there much like lithium there too?
Probably. There's a lot of natural resources. I don't know if Afghanistan itself has oil, but I know it's linked to a lot of countries mm-hmm. that do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be welcome to, you know, dumb questions with Anna, but oil is just from dead biotic material, like organic material. Like,
yes.
It's like a dinosaur
dead
dies.
Dinosaurs. I mean,
right, and they're under the ground, and then they like melt into oil, and then we drill the oil.
Pretty much.
But is there a net quote never ending supply because things are constantly dying?
No.
Okay.
No, there's a finite amount of oil, and once it's gone, it's gone.
Right.
Pretty much.
But
and there's different kinds of oil. There's different grades. There's different types. They'd refine it differently. Like, so it's not just oil.
But that's why there's a, I mean, among other things, obviously pollution, things like that, but a rush to find other sources of clean energy or cleaner energy.
Correct. Because eventually the oil will run out.
As far as it hasn't already. I mean, it seems like we use a lot of it.
There's kind of a lot of oil.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But there's a lot of fucking people. We're growing exponentially, you know, and people need their cars and their Humvees and shit like that, so.
I would love to have a Humvee.
I don't know. I'm just saying that, you know. I'm surprised that we're not running into a shortage. Because would that solve some of the problem if we started running out and we were kind of forced to go into a different direction, and that would alleviate us of having a dependency on places like the Middle East?
Yes. Yeah, if they didn't have any to sell.
Right.
Yeah, that would be, that would change.
Wouldn't that be kind
of,
I mean, it would be bad because we wouldn't have any fucking oil, but also we wouldn't be dependent and we wouldn't be getting into stupid fucking wars.
Right.
At least in that region.
Right. It'd be other regions.
Other regions, for sure.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's a scary situation. 813-90-BUBBA. Yeah, I'll do better with prep tomorrow. I'm sorry. I don't know what's interesting in sports. I don't know what's going on. I should have been more Packer-centric and Buck-centric, but I look at, like, sports.com. I don't know if you've been to that website, sports.com.
Never.
Yeah, it's great for sports. And so I go to sports.com, and it'll be like, this person threw a pitch, and I'm like, all right. I'm like, do people care? Like, I have no gauge on, like, if this is relevant or if anybody cares about this information. So that's why I came up with shitty, like something about like Shakari Richardson, you know, and Bubba was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Is that what it was?
Yeah. And Muhammad Ali's grandson, like, won a boxing match.
Oh.
And so I was like, well, I don't know. I know it's not football season yet, so I, you know.
But it is.
I don't really understand the concept of preseason. Is that it's like a warm up?
It's practice with other teams.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, that's all it is.
All right. Well, but all right. So you just, why don't you just practice with each other? You gotta.
Because you have been practicing with each other. Now you want other teams so you can.
But it doesn't count towards anything.
No. It's not really. No.
Okay. So you throw a pass, you take a picture of Tom Brady and a story, right?
Right. That's why Tom Brady was literally in the game for like a minute or 2 minutes or something.
Do they do that because they don't want him to get hurt? Like, it would be so stupid if he got hurt during a game that didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But he does it just for the press for like a second. He throws a pass. And it would, let me send me a video because, you know, him, he's into that sort of shit. And he's like, Tom Brady's first pass of the preseason. I'm like, cool. I'm like, do people care about that? All right, I posted it. Got a lot of hits. People like it. You know, but Tom Brady's a star, so maybe that's a bad example. Mm-hmm. I don't get support. I'm like, how could anyone care about Tom Brady at a time like this?
When Kabul's falling.
That's what's concerning me. I'm like, shit, are we going back into war? I don't care about Jordan Love's left testicle. Like, what the hell? But that's just me. I have to be mindful that there are other people involved in the situation.
What?
No.
I bet that was a hard pill to swallow.
It was. That was quite the red pill. I'm like, wait a second. Not everyone cares about
Afghanistan. There's other people in this world other than me? What? Nobody told me that. All I care about is Afghanistan because Joe Rogan told me to.
I hate that that's so fucking funny. And like 20% accurate.
That's more than that.
No.
Maybe like 75.
Maybe like 80.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. You know, I mean, do people care that COVID-19 is linked to memory struggles, onset of Alzheimer's disease? Everything is linked to Alzheimer's. That's like the hot girl. You know, it's like you're trying to stop Alzheimer's sort of a thing. As far as I know of what I learned one day on NPR.
NPR?
Yeah, back in the day when I would listen to it because I would have a drive to and from work. But I think there's two ways to prevent Alzheimer's from happening, which is some sort of like beta protein buildup in the brain. But I think the two ways are sleep and exercise. Those are the ways to actually prevent.
Third way is not listen to fucking NPR.
I like NPR. I was in love with Joshua Johnson of 1A. I saw him live. I went to fucking SFUF, whatever. Hold on. USF. I went to USF.
Where?
It was the satellite campus in St. Pete.
Okay.
To listen to Joshua Johnson give a talk. Is that his name? The black
dude?
You
don't even know his fucking name.
Well, I was like,
you don't know what school, what name. Do you know what the fuck he said? Probably not.
It was just a live taping of 1A. But it was cool. I forgot. I'm like, is it Johnson? Is it Jackson? I haven't listened to him in like 2 years, so it's been a minute. But anyways. Anywho.
I used to love watching him. I don't know his name. I don't know what school. I don't know anything about him. He was my favorite ever. No, he wasn't, bitch. What are you fucking talking about? You don't know nothing about this guy. He wasn't shit.
Oh, fuck. That's pretty funny. Pretty funny. Oh, shit. I did forget where he was. But anyways, Alzheimer's, who fucking cares, right?
You got Alzheimer's, you can't remember his name.
It was Joshua Johnson.
Yeah, Joshua.
I couldn't remember
Richards.
If it was Jackson or Johnson. I got confused for a second. But it's definitely Johnson.
Right.
For sure. 813-90-PAPA. That was pretty good. I feel like this woman is like the American dream. And I like this story so much, and not because it just involves a hot chick.
Who?
It was this woman who was an ICU nurse, and she said, fuck saving lives. I'm doing an OnlyFans account. And she's making six figures right now.
Let me see this bitch.
Yeah. She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got like a Britney Spears look to her in that picture.
Yeah, she does. Her name is Allie Ray.
Hot as fuck.
Yeah, was working in the neonatal intensive care unit, saving babies.
She was in the NICU.
Yeah, tending to sick babies. When they found her OnlyFans, they gave her an ultimatum, delete it or quit. And she said, fuck y'all, I'm making that shmoney money. And she's making, I guess, six figures now. It says here, at 18, she married her husband, and they had two children right away. Ray, who's using her stage name, decided to leave the Navy in 2006 following Hurricane Katrina. Whatever, who cares? But let's see here. Very attractive woman.
She had realized that she had a gift for helping people.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she sure did. Very hot chick. But this is the American dream right now. It's like, fuck saving lives. I'm going on OnlyFans.
Dude. Yeah, play that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Whatever.
Doesn't do it for you? That's pretty good. That's pretty strong. It's pretty strong.
To be honest, no.
You don't like the fake breasts?
Nope.
That's not your thing?
Nope.
They're tasteful, though. They're not, like, crazy.
They're not
bolt-ons, but...
I'm not a fan. Mm. If you ask any kid now, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Probably 80% or more go, I want to be a YouTube star.
Yeah. Which I don't... I mean, the market is already so oversaturated.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you got too many cooks in the kitchen, it seems like. You got a lot of people making content and maybe not as many people. And then there are a lot of people consuming content, but at what point do you go, like, if everybody has a YouTube channel, then nobody's watching anybody else's shit.
Right.
So I don't know where that
well, I mean, really, you gotta kind of either A, like, have a completely new idea that no one's ever thought of, and good luck on that, or B, hope to find the next YouTube and get in early, and good luck
on that.
That's
probably your better bet. But I don't know.
Or the next TikTok, the next, you know, Instagram, the next whatever.
Like, I think that everything is going in the tech direction.
Oh, you're gonna go ahead.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that. But in terms of, like, a lot of these jobs that people once had are going to be obsolete. Like, I'm even thinking, like, mailman will be, you know, just have drones drop your shit off. And
bank tellers and things like that. Yeah, we won't need any.
Everything's going to be automated. So a lot of people that had, or even if you look at, like, coal miners and stuff, like in Appalachia, which is probably the asshole of America. I could be wrong, but I think, like, West Virginia, like, that place seems not good.
Oh, yeah, you think?
Appalachia, and I think that other people...
Jesco White lives up there or whatever?
Yeah, and I feel like, I don't know if they're kind of discriminated against it being, like, the lowest form of low in terms of just, like, absolute white trash. But a lot of those cities, like, their economy revolved around coal mining, and now that those jobs are kind of taking a lick, what are those places going to do? But then you have to ask yourself... Do I care?
I don't care.
I think the answer is no. And I feel bad saying that because when people, you know, are trying to, when people are discussing climate change, it's usually like, well, it's going to be fucking 0.2 of a degree every 10 years. Is that worth hundreds of thousands of American jobs? I'm like, what do these people do? And you're like, they mine coal and you need coal for shit. And you go, do I? I don't know. Do I care that Podunk, West Virginia is about to go under?
I mean, you need coal for a lot of power plants.
Okay. So, yeah, you need coal. Like I appreciate it. Thank you very much. But then if the ultimate consequence is that this tiny town of 600 people goes under.
Right.
If that's what you're trying to leverage me with in terms of, like, my compassion... You've got to get a better argument
because
they're like, well, if we just let this happen and Joe Biden just, like, eliminates all these jobs for clean energy, then fucking St. Peter's, which is a town of 683 people in West Virginia, is about to go under. And you go, and
they all need to start holding puppies.
Right.
Yeah.
Call Sarah. Right. She needs to come out with another hit single.
Yep.
And we need some fucking puppies.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's how they do it.
How good was that fucking Patrice bit on that? Do you remember when he was talking about it, and then you just see this little kitty cat with a pencil in his head.
Yeah.
It's like, that kitty got a pencil in his head.
I was listening to Patrice last night.
Oh, so good.
I couldn't sleep, so.
Yeah, why not listen to Patrice?
Yeah.
Sing you to sleep. But, yeah, so, I mean, again, if you're trying to leverage my compassion with that, these towns that no one cares about are going to go under.
Yeah.
You got to come up with a better argument.
I'm like, look, that sucks, but oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. And it is really sad. Like, they all get hooked on pills and just kind of take themselves out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, did the problem solve itself?
Kind of.
You know, I'm like, you got a bunch of people that don't have jobs, but then if in 5 years they've all OD'd.
I mean, I wouldn't say win-win, but...
Yeah. It just begs the question, you know, did the problem solve itself? I'm not saying you should get addicted to drugs, but if you do, you know, make it a quick exit so we don't have to spend more tax dollars. Because we got to fund all these fucking wars, you know? We got to get back in Afghanistan.
We do need to get back in Afghanistan.
We need to get back in Afghanistan. While we're there, why don't we pop into, I don't know, why don't we go to, what's a country that we'd like? Maybe Sri Lanka. Okay. You know, I don't know. What name a country. Let's go there and let's just take it over. Why not, right?
Yeah, I can, I mean.
Okay, you're going to say something racist. Let's pivot.
813-90-BOBA. Actually, it wasn't going to be, but.
Oh, what did you want to say?
Nothing. Let's move on. We'll move on.
Okay, we'll move on. I saw something about... This is why everyone has problems with, like, knowing what the fuck is going on. Saw something about how vitamin D, like... Remember how there was, like... Oh, yeah, here it is. Vitamin D won't protect you from COVID, nor will it make infections less severe. Remember on Rogan... When he had Dr. Rhonda Patrick on there, and she was like, this is correlational, not causational, but whatever. You know, they were touting this whole thing like 70% of the people in ICUs are deficient in vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
This is why nobody knows anything about anything, because I remember like during the early days of COVID, if we can take ourselves back to those happy moments where it was just like COVID, you could spread COVID from like just 3 feet. And then it's like, actually it's 20 feet. Mm-hmm. Actually it's 18 feet. Actually it's underwater. Actually lives on cardboard. Yep. Actually doesn't live on cardboard. Actually does
and
live on cardboard.
For a long time you can only get it at night.
Yeah. Cause yeah, exactly. The curfew. You got a curfew at night cause you got to be home by 10. You know, what?
So stupid.
And then they switch it. But if you want to protest, you know, for racism, then COVID will simmer down. It's just nothing makes sense. So this is just adding to the confusion. Vitamin D won't protect you from COVID. Why don't you just, vitamin D is just good for you. So like, just like do it. Like go outside and and get some fucking sun.
I mean, so there's no way you can say that, because so having enough vitamin D makes you healthier. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way you can't, you can't argue that point.
Right. But outside is where COVID lives, Blitz.
Oh, okay. So, but you can't also then say, like, it being healthier doesn't help you if you get COVID.
78% of the people in ICUs are obese.
Must be the neck.
But if you tell anybody, hey, like, maybe you should lose weight to save your life, that's rude.
Go find a new doctor.
You can't win, you know? You cannot win, and don't for one second think that the government gives a fuck about your health, because they sure don't. They give you a COVID shot, but then they're not telling you, hey, like, if we had someone who was fucking honest and got on TV and said, listen, yeah, you should maybe get the vaccine, but also, if you're overweight, maybe you should start eating more fucking plants. Maybe you should start moving your body more.
Okay.
Maybe you should start kind of watching what you eat. No one can fucking say that.
Some of those, and now I still think the numbers are going to be high no matter what, but I think some of those overweight, obese charts are kind of not super accurate, maybe.
Why is that? I mean, fine, but like, why?
Well, like, technically, I'm overweight by like 10 pounds still.
What? Even though you're, I mean, you've taken, obviously taken account of your height, 6'4".
Yeah, that's what you have to do, yeah.
And then you're still overweight. Mm-hmm. For 6'4", you should be what, 195?
204 or less, I believe is what it said.
And then after that, you're overweight?
Yeah.
Well, is that BMI? Because BMI is an antiquated
measure. No, I know. But that's the charts they use without actually like measuring it on a...
Is that, BMI doesn't mean, I mean, it's one of those things that's like, yeah, kind of. Like, if you look at someone who's, like, 1,000 pounds overweight, obviously their BMI is going to be out of control. So you could say, well, see, it's accurate. But then if you look at someone who's, like, a CrossFitter,
mm-hmm.
who's just fucking lean as shit and just tons of muscle, but they're 5'4".
Right.
then you're like, by the chart, they're obese. It's like they have 15% body fat. What are you talking about?
So when they do say like 80-something% of people are obese, I'm wondering like how obese, like, you know, if you're 5 pounds obese, considering, you know, using the old school charts,
Yeah.
But I still think
the weight is, and health is still a massive problem in the U.S. And
of course,
over the last year, I can only imagine it's gotten worse because we've scared people into staying indoors, not getting. I mean, it's like people are like, oh, well, just like exercise in your house. It's like, that's no. People aren't going to do that. Let's be real. So don't go to a gym. Don't go outside. Like, just stay in your house and do fucking jumping jacks all day and you'll be just fine. It's.
Nothing
wrong with jumping jacks, but I mean, it's just what they're telling us to do is not good for our health. To not, because I'm imagining, like, if you kind of live in a low key bubble, obviously you're not like in a plastic bubble, but if you don't leave your home, like a lot of people I know, like a lot of people in my fucking family who are obsessed with the virus, like they literally jerk off to COVID-19 vaccine information.
They're like me in Afghanistan.
Pretty much. I do. My mom has like a aunt. I don't know what the relation is exactly, but she is just fucking just waps out to COVID.
Like, meaning, what do you mean?
Waps out. Just like she doesn't have anything going on. It was the woman that had the husband who was a lot older. I talked about this on Friday, and she he had Alzheimer's and he was declining for like 10 years and she had to deal with this shit.
Okay.
He's gone now. He died. So now she's just left pretty much on her own and doesn't really have anything to like occupy her time. I feel like doesn't really have any hobbies because that man was her hobby and her whole life. Now that he's gone, it's like a power vacuum.
I'm your hobby.
Kind of like Afghanistan.
I'm your hobby.
Yeah, Bubba, I know. But because I feel like she didn't really have any hobbies, she didn't really have any interests because it all revolved around him, that COVID kind of stepped in and was that for her. She just became obsessed with it. She's also of the boomer variety. Mm-hmm. So it's just, what do we say? It's not Facebook and Fox News because she's Facebook and like CNN.
MSNBC.
Yeah, like to the max.
And I think a lot of Facebookers are Facebook. MSNBC, CNN.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Facebook and, you know, pick your Fox or CNN.
Facebook Fox News is not as popular. But
yes, it is.
But the one...
Yeah, I would say yes. Those people are pretty fucking loud.
If they're that loud, Facebook bans them.
Yeah, but, you know, I get stuff like the Buzzard Bob types, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, no, for sure.
They're pretty...
I almost banned that motherfucker last night.
Yeah, he's sending me more stuff. I'm like, dude, unless it's you eating out an asshole, I'm not interested.
Yeah, and, like, if it was actually like, hey, Blitz, check this out, okay. But
it's
shit that he should post to fucking everybody.
No, and he does.
But I know he sends it as a DM, that motherfucker.
He sends it as a DM, but he'll also post it. And he doesn't even give you like an intro. And it's not even like a 30-second clip.
Right.
I'm like, bitch, I'm not about to spend 4 minutes and 32 seconds of my life on something you sent me. You know,
ass eating fucking truck driving fool.
I feel bad, but it is true, Buzzard Bob. It seems like you just don't seem to learn.
No.
We've asked
like, you. I really like Buzzy, but god damn it, man. Stop doing that shit.
Yeah.
I want to ban you, but I haven't yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's news from Chaney.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, the man still has words to say.
I just like what's on the screen.
What is, oh, it's good. Oh, tits. Yeah, that's great. Liz Cheney, who I was just talking about, criticized on Twitter for suggesting Afghanistan withdrawal mess was caused by Trump and worsened by Biden. Have you seen Vice, bitch? Says here, Liz Cheney is taking heat. She's still a representative. I didn't know that. Is taking heat on Twitter for suggesting that the messy withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan was caused by the Trump administration and exacerbated by President Joe Biden. Cheney is the daughter of Dick Cheney, Vice President to George W., whose administration initiated the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in the aftermath of September 11th. She says, quote, the Trump-Biden calamity unfolding in Afghanistan began with Trump administration negotiating with terrorists and pretending they were partners for peace and is ending with American surrender as Biden abandons the country to our terrorist enemies. Shut up, Liz. Go make amends with your sister, your gay sister that you've betrayed.
Well, you said she's still a speaker, or what is she?
She's a member of the House. I think the only Republican representative from Wyoming.
Okay, well, I mean, obviously throwing her sister on the bus did her a world of good because she's still in office.
Yeah, clearly. So, interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Cheney was a very influential man.
I'm
very intrigued by him. And I know we've talked about this, you know, not ad nauseum, but quite a bit. But it's like, are you a piece of shit and that's why you get into politics? Or does politics inevitably turn you into a piece of shit?
Mm.
I think it's more of the latter.
I think it's more of the latter, but some people, and I think he might have been one of them, are kind of cut out to do that because they start out being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But also, like, to do that job well, you have to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
In terms of how politics work currently.
Like, you will not thrive and survive and be a successful politician if you don't conform to the piece of shittery.
Right.
Like, you can't win because you're going to be bought and paid for by somebody. Mm-hmm. And at some point, there's going to be a conflict of your interest where you go, maybe it's not good that I'm, you know, telling people to buy cigarettes because it's good for their health, but the cigarette companies gave me a shit ton of money to campaign so I could get reelected. And you go, get the doctor who said smoking's good for you. And then he gives his talk.
Yeah,
and
find the one.
Yeah, the one who's like, actually, did you ever see Thank You for Smoking? That was a phenomenal movie. So good.
I don't watch movies.
I don't either, but I saw this movie probably like 7 years ago, but it was really great and just kind of detailed exactly that, like just people being bought and paid for. And at the beginning, it's really funny. Like there's like, I think there's someone with cancer and they're talking about, you know, how smoking gave them cancer. And the guy he's like this hot blonde dude. And he's like, why? He's like, we're not causing deaths by, you know, the smoking or anything. He's like, we want you alive so you keep smoking.
Yeah,
you continue being a customer. And people are like, you know, aghast that he said that. I mean, and it's kind of true. Mm-hmm. I mean, but smoking doesn't kill you right away. Like, you're going to get a good, 20, 30 years out of it before you need a new heart like Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyways.
I can't believe the number of people still smoke.
It's pretty wild. And not weed. Here's the thing, like, smoking weed can't be good for you.
No.
But, I mean, in terms of like, well, I guess it's also kind of like how, like, with tobacco or with like a cigarette, you look at tobacco, obviously, but is it also the like the wrapping that has the carcinogens in it? Like, what has the carcinogens?
In cigarettes, it's full of tar and filler and all kinds of other chemicals and stuff.
Okay. So it's tobacco with filler, with tar, mm-hmm. Okay. That's the ingredients of a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There's a bunch of shit
in there. But if you were to smoke just tobacco, like a hookah, that would be a lot cleaner.
Well, it'd be like a cigar.
Okay. So a cigar is just the plants of...
Yeah, it's the leaves. They treat it differently. They have, like, the wrapper and the inner part will be different types. They'll have, like, you can get a blend inner type. But it's, for the most part...
More organic?
Yeah.
Versus the cigarette. Mm-hmm. And it's like all cigarettes are...
I mean, I'm sure there's some that are like, hey,
others.
More natural. I mean, all different.
But like smoking anything, and I mean, I smoked yesterday.
Yeah. Did you really?
I mean, not a cigarette, but you know. But that can't be good for you either.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it can't be.
Not good for you. You know, I hate to shit on the weed people, and I smoke weed, but
yeah,
when people are like, it's like they try to make it like it's like a fucking nutritious thing.
Right.
Like, no, yeah, it's better than being hooked on opioids, sure, but like they say it to the point where it's like they make it seem like it's a superfood or something. I'm like, no, weed is not a superfood. Like, it helps you with a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. It relaxes you. It's good for anxiety, but like the act of smoking anything and getting smoke into your fucking lungs is not healthy.
No.
0%.
No, and the difference is too, though, like if you smoke weed all the time, you get that like same weed lung that cigarette smokers have. But usually with weed, like if you stop within a few weeks, like that clears up.
Because it doesn't have the tar.
Still not good for you. Still, it still has to do permanent damage. Like, because it just, I don't care what it is. You're like smoking anything and like inhaling it can't be good for you, period. Like, I don't care what it
is. Not good. Not good, folks. Now, we're not doctors, but of what we know, smoking anything is not good for you.
Yeah, I think we'll go out on a limb and say that.
Yeah, but what were we talking about? Cigarettes, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, people being pieces of shit in politics. But, like, in order to thrive and survive, you have to be a piece of shit. But then when you see just the level of, like willing to start a war and not giving any care for human life just so that you can make some dollars. And it's not like these people are poor either.
Right.
Which is also kind of like if you were destitute and you killed someone for a piece of bread, you go, well, I was starving.
Mm-hmm.
These people aren't starving.
No, they're like, look, I turned my $200 million into $300 million.
That makes it way worse.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know.
You gotta buy it. Jets are expensive, man.
Yeah, but it's just... these people just don't have guilt? Is that, they just don't, they get desensitized. It's because it's a step-by-step process. You don't just walk in being a fucking genocidal maniac. You're not
thinking, hey, today I'm sending, these people's daughters to go die to make money. You just go, part of the game is I just send this off and I click on here and I do that and whatever happens.
Yeah, you make it more of a operational thing than
me doing it, it'll be the next guy, so whatever.
Yeah, and also, when you're surrounded by people who are telling you, like, that's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're around a bunch of people like Mother Teresa who are like, you can't do that. But when you're surrounded by people who are like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Of course, you know, and they're telling you it's okay, then you're like, well, this is just the name. They go, it's just the name of the game, bro.
It's the right thing to do, and if you happen to do it, makes a little bit of money, that's okay.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. I'm actually really glad that we're moving Bubble 199 to next week.
I know you are.
Yeah.
That was part of my decision to agree with it being moved.
Oh, really?
It was.
Okay, yeah. I'm supposed to go to Siesta Key on next weekend.
This weekend.
I've checked the weather.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's moving in a better direction, but not great.
Right.
And then I was thinking, like, do I even... Like, if it's raining, I do not want to go.
Yeah.
But I've agreed to this literally months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, they were, like, my friends rented out a place for 4 days. I'm only going to stay for one because
right.
I can't afford to stay for... No, I mean, I could afford to stay for more in terms of money, but, like,
mind and body-wise.
Yeah, that and also just, I got to be back here for work and I can't... Yeah, I'm not going to leave, like, Sunday morning at, like, 1 a.m. so I can make it here. So I'm really glad that is moving.
I know.
But also, it may not be the best weather. But I can't back out now because I said I was going to contribute monetarily.
Okay.
So even if it's raining, I feel like...
You'll still have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got something with Jay and Dan playing on Saturday morning and weather.
Car show?
Weather related, yeah.
Mm. Are you still going to those things?
Yeah.
Didn't you just... Can I say what you kind of said? Isn't it just kind of like the same shit, like each time?
No.
It's different?
I don't know what you're going to say.
Oh. Well, I guess if you're going with Jay and Dan, they're going to bring their cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm going with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because I think when you go yourself, you said it's just kind of the same. Like, describe to me the type of person that wakes up at 6 a.m. to go to a car show on a Saturday morning. Like, what's the archetype of person? Are they people that like NASCAR?
Actually,
are they the people that like America?
The shows that I go to have, like, it's... very diverse. Like, it really is, like, all different types of people.
That's cool.
It's not like... So, like, a lot of times you go to, like, the muscle car show. And, like, that's muscle car.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me tell you what that is. A muscle car is a classic car. They are older cars, usually from the 60s and 70s. And they're just for decoration. Go ahead.
63, 64 to like 72.
That's exactly what that's exactly what I said.
I know.
That's exactly what I said.
I know. I was kind of reiterating.
I know
that.
This because I lived in Detroit, aka Motor City, and every year they would have the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Of course.
And that was the bane of my fucking existence because I would, in order for me to go to work and just go, 25 minutes, boom, 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 I would have to do an hour and a half fucking loop around the entire city. Do a fucking safari around Detroit, safari tour, just so I could get my ass to fucking Bloomfield Hills. Fuck fuck you. But yes, the Drew, the Woodward, that's a, is that a, that's a global thing?
It's
the
in Woodward, Detroit.
No, I know, but I mean in terms
of very,
popularity.
It's a very popular one, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's miles and miles. Like, because mm-hmm. Woodward Avenue or Drive or...
Avenue.
Yeah, it is fucking, it's a big one.
Yeah. That's a big car show. But like, a muscle car show will just have muscle cars, and there's a very specific type of people usually that go to those. But like the car shows I go to, literally, it's all walks of life.
What's the difference between a muscle car and a classic car? Hey, hitting you with the hard questions today.
Yeah, so a muscle car can be considered a classic car, I suppose, but a lot of times it's like the older, like 40s and 50s cars will be classic cars.
So why is it called like a muscle car? Like why?
Because back then, those times, they had giant engines in these cars. Mm. Lots of muscle. American muscle.
Okay, so you go
American
to the...
American muscle!
So like... I just need you to walk me through, because I don't go to museums either. Like, this isn't just like a I hate cars thing. But
oh, no,
like,
you hate pretty much everything. No,
right. Gotcha. But when you go, when you walk, you just like walk me through. Like, you go, okay, I'm Blitz. Fuck you. And I'm walking up to some guy, and I just say like, oh, cool car. Just 74 Dodge. Cool. All right. Can I?
A Dodge?
Take a picture of your Subaru?
Dodge fucking Dart? Subaru? I don't like Subaru. Fucking Subaru. Who do you think I am? Poodle balling with this fucking Subaru? WRX, motherfucker? STI? No. Although those are very impressive. I don't like Subarus.
So, like, what's the protocol?
Hey, man, nice Volvo.
I don't know. I walk me through it. So, you just, what do you do? Is the owner just like proudly standing near his car, like, this is my car?
Usually, no.
Ask me questions about my car.
See, that's like, muscle car show type shit where like they'll prop the hood up and like have their trophies sitting out. Like, I don't like those kind.
A trophy?
Oh, yeah.
A trophy for what? Coolest like, car on the
yeah,
lot?
Yeah.
Given by who?
I don't like those kind of car shows. The kind of car shows I go to are like Cars and Coffee type thing where like literally everyone drives there, they hang out for like an hour, and then everyone leaves. Like, it's not a whole day event. Cars don't get judged. There's not like different sections for people.
It's just kind of like a show and tell.
Yeah, it's like a real quick, like somewhere to go. Everyone kind of says hi, like, and you go there enough where you kind of know the people, and you like you say hi, how you doing? How was your month? Cool. Yeah, good. I don't give a fuck anyway. So who cares? Everyone gets their cars and leaves.
But why is that fun? I think that's my main like. Why is that fun?
Because you get to appreciate other awesome vehicles.
Okay, but like you can't drive them.
Sometimes you can.
You can?
Yeah.
They'll let you do that shit? Does anyone show up with like a Tesla? I don't know. No?
There's lots of Teslas, but it's ever like does anyone show up with a Honda?
Well, I don't know. A Tesla is cool. It seems like everybody's interested in driving them and looking at them.
Yeah, but like they're nothing fancy.
Okay, but a fucking Ford.
A GT40?
GT40
yes.
Ford.
Yes.
Jeep Model T is cool.
I mean, some people like the Model T. I'm not a huge fan, but whatever.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't get it. And then do you have the guys that come and like, just the, like, have you seen those guys and it's like just a frame of a vehicle and it's like really low to the ground and it's all rusted out?
Yeah.
Have you seen these? I've seen these.
Like
these
a rat rod?
I don't even know. A rat rod?
Yeah.
Let me see.
You can look it up like you looked up ghillie suit.
Yeah. I didn't know what that was. And honestly, I've never even heard that word. Like a ghillie. I spelled
I love
it all
when
fucking
you,
wrong.
When you look up shit. And then,
and
like,
then I laugh
30
like
30 seconds later, you're like, ah, ha, 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 I just looked it up.
Yeah, when I looked up, who is that wrestler today?
Scott Steiner.
It's just like, I like kind of smiled because I'm like, man, I wish I knew that reference. Then yeah. I like type it in. I'm like, you do look like that. Fuck you. Yeah, like a rat rod. Like, I see people like this. They drive their shit around, like, St. Pete and stuff. And I'm like, why is this cool?
Let me see it.
Like that.
That's cool. Like, okay.
Is that, like, from the 20s?
30s and 40s.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, that's cool. I wouldn't want any of those.
So, if you have a shitty car, just hold on to it in, like, 70 years. It's going to be,
but
like, a classic
hold
car.
On. Those are probably very new cars that they just made, and they fucking make them look like that. Like, that's probably got, like, a truck engine in it.
Oh, so these aren't authentic 20s cars?
No, these are modified.
Someone made a car to look like a piece of shit old car?
Correct.
Oh, well, now it all makes sense to me.
And the more piece of shit old it looks, the better
like
off
that?
It is.
Like probably, rusted that, out?
That car right there is probably 3 or 4 years old. They probably built that motherfucker a few years ago.
From repurposed parts, or it's like distressed clothing where it's like your jeans have rips in them, but they're brand new.
Correct. Like that car. So go to the bottom, all the way to the right. Well, like that one's obviously brand new.
Yeah. This one?
I don't remember now.
Like that. Why is that cool? Can you explain this to me?
No.
I don't like. I don't
like that. I mean, like, I think those are kind of cool. I would never want one of those, but they're kind of cool.
I mean, it's not that they go fast or anything. It's just the way that they look.
They kind of go fast.
I see people in St. Pete, and it's usually, you know, they're blasting fucking music, like being really obnoxious. That's how some men get attention, is just by having a weird car and everyone looks at them.
Yeah, like a peacock.
Exactly. When my dad was visiting, we were in downtown St. Pete, and there was just a guy, and he was literally doing laps because he had music fucking blaring.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you could, I mean, I'm not going to tell you, ask you to start, you know, describing what this person maybe looked like. I'm not going to ask you, but they maybe had hydraulics on this vehicle.
Oh.
And an extremely loud stereo system with heavy bass.
Okay.
Now, it wasn't like they were just driving to a destination.
See?
No. They were doing laps. So every 20 minutes, you would hear, like, Rick Ross.
Oh.
Loudly.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes they would
now,
accessorize themselves with, like, chains and stuff.
Okay. Now, did this car have large wheels?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it wasn't...
That's different, though.
It's not what you call a... Hold on. I remember this from A Man at Warren Blasters. It's not a slammed vehicle.
Oh, it's more like a donk.
A huge donk.
Okay.
It's like hydraulics... But they wouldn't hydraulicize it.
So the wheels were big, not little.
Big, not little, and sometimes would have like crazy rims.
That's what a wheel is. A wheel's a rim.
Okay, sorry. Well, it also had tires as well.
Yeah, but a wheel and tire are different.
Right. I'm just saying vehicle had tires and rims.
Oh, shit. Like four of them, maybe.
Yeah, four of each, actually. Oh, wow. Yeah, right. So.
Okay, so there's a certain type of people that like to drive the car with the little wheels.
No.
The little, like...
No, not like slammed. Not the slammed.
So then it was all donked out then.
It was like super donked, and like it was a convertible. Or maybe it wasn't even a convertible. Maybe it just didn't have a top.
Did it have like M&M's painted on the side? Or Snickers or something?
No, it was a brightly colored vehicle.
Oh, so it looked like a Skittle.
It looked like a Skittle, and it was making a lot of noise, not just from the engine, but also from the music that was blaring with the heavy bass.
Okay.
Now, at first I thought, okay, maybe this person is just trying to get to Publix.
Of course.
Just taking their, you know, they have to do the weekly shopping.
Can I?
Nuts are 2 for 1, BOGO.
Well, I know, but you know what? I'm guessing they're more of like a Winn-Dixie Save-A-Lot type, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe they were splurging on Publix, you know.
You gotta get the pub sub.
Yeah, you got the pub sub, and they have a great, you know, chicken.
Chicken tenders.
Yeah, tendies.
No, tenders. Their chicken tenders are fucking awesome most of the time.
Really good. Really, really good. So, yeah, and then this... My dad was like, why is this person lost? Like, why do they keep coming back?
Your dad's awesome, by the way.
And it seemed like every 20 minutes we were getting like a taste of Snoop, a taste of DMX, a taste of Rick Ross.
You had like a concert then.
Kind of.
You had a free concert every 20 minutes and you're scoffing at your free concert. What the hell?
Yeah, what's wrong with me, right? I'm such an ungrateful cunt.
Right. You should have like tipped the guy.
Yeah.
Like, look, look. Thanks for the concert every 20 minutes. Here's $5.
But it begs the question, but why? You know, and here's the thing. Like, the people that he was giving this free concert to, and we were very grateful.
Obviously.
We were very grateful. First and foremost.
You were so impressed.
We were very grateful. But also, like, we were not his demo.
Oh, really? Why not?
I don't know. Like, just kind of like the age... of the people and maybe like the vibe of like this, it's like small coffee shop type vibe. Like I'm a barista with you know, a man bun.
Like, he wasn't playing like the royalty free music that Lemmy has.
No, he wasn't playing. He wasn't blasting like the Lumineers. Like he was blasting, like I mentioned before,
DMX,
like Dre, Dr. Dre. You know, next episode,
Still Dre.
Right?
That's a good song.
Yes, like great song, like baller album. But again,
Still
like
Dre's
not
good, man.
Really his demo. Like you were seeing like a lot of like. Some areas that he was driving through, you'd see it was like heavy, like we just got out of church. We just came from the country club and my parents are visiting from out of town and we're all wearing like collared shirts with khaki shorts.
Right.
Or you see kind of like the We're Drinking Kava group.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
With the, we got like tattoos and on our,
you're going to get,
like we're white, but we have tattoos on our chest and we have dreadlocks, but we're white, sort of a thing.
Right.
But then you had this guy who's like blasting this music.
Oh.
And every time you just see just a wave of confusion.
He was, you know, Well, here's what it was. He was driving around. There's obviously a shop that hadn't opened yet. And he was like, I got to get my acai berry bowl that will be opening soon. So he's like, you know what? I'm just going to circle around here a few times because, you know, I'm not going to go anywhere else.
Right.
I'll just hang out here until that opens up.
Right. But I mean, like, of course you could have just like maybe parked the car and like waited and read a book quietly. Or not. Or fucking not. Or, you know, you just lap it up for, you know, 3 to 4 hours.
You should have told him, sir, the library is right here if you'd like to go grab a book and just take a nice, you know,
sir,
reading.
I don't know if you know, but they got a 2-for-1 special at the Museum of Tolerance. You might want to check that out. It's right next door. You could have a nice little lap, learn about the Holocaust if that is your cup of tea.
Sure.
But he was like, nah.
And he was like, speaking of cup of tea, you gotta have your pinky out.
Okay. Got it. But so that was kind of like the character that was, you know, circling around it and around St. Pete.
So that's what's in your mind when you think of car show.
Right. Yes. I think of like Tip Drill. Are you familiar with Tip Drill?
No.
Like Tip Drill videos?
Nope.
Well, I guess on our way out, it'd probably be best if I showed you like what a Tip Drill. I'm sure the people listening know. Tip Drill video. Yeah. Okay. Something maybe like this. Nelly Tip Drill.
Let's see a car to me.
Let's see here. Oh, no, we need the Tip Drill girls because, yeah, like something like this.
Whoa.
Maybe.
That's the baby.
Yeah, so like Tip Drill is kind of like, I don't exactly know what it means. Yeah, vibes, but usually there's a lot of, just a lot of shaking, a lot of thighs. He's a peppermint. Okay, so we kind of get. I would like to get a definition.
That's on you. What?
Yeah.
Whoa, she's a table.
Yeah. So this is kind of like a Tip Drill.
No, is she a table or is she drums?
She's both.
Oh,
she's both.
She's a table drum.
Yeah. You know this chick is making so much more money than me, right? Like
that bitch ain't making. Well, I'm
well, I mean, she might be having OnlyFans and.
Oh yeah, she's I'm the table drums bitch from the fucking the baby vibes video from 2019.
Is it weird that you know, I see like this ICU nurse, right?
Uh-huh.
She's making way more fucking money just showing her tits.
Well, you said six figures, so we don't know that for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, she's clearly making more money doing OnlyFans than being an ICU, right? And it just makes me like, it makes me happy and it makes me sad.
Okay.
It makes me happy to be like, dude, that's your ticket out of poverty. Like if you fucking, if you're a decent looking person, there's a market for you that you could literally be a entrepreneur.
Right.
But then it also makes me sad because that's what our society values.
I agree.
So it's like, we would much rather see this girl's tits than pay her to save fetuses.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like she was a NICU nurse or anything. Oh, that's right. Never mind.
I don't know. And then it, you know, and then I kind of think about myself. I go, if I decided to maybe get some Knox,
okay,
and like tried, you know, invested in a YouTube tutorial on how to put paint on my face.
Okay,
that if I decided to switch gears, now I get it. I'm old, but for just argument's sake, let's pretend that this was 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I decided as a 24-year-old that I was going to not do a regular job. I was going to give up radio, and I was just going to do OnlyFans. I could make potentially, I mean, top earners on OnlyFans are making millions of dollars every mm-hmm. month. It just makes you go, am I stupid or do I have principles or yes to both?
I mean, both.
Right. Naturally. It's fine. It's good. I'm not going to do it. I've thought about it. I could. I don't think I could.
I'm fine. That's what you just said.
Well, I mean,
it's fine. It's okay.
It's fine. I don't really have a choice. Because it's like, you know, do you pull the Jersey Shore? You know, this bitch is laughing her way to the bank every day.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, she has to wake up and look her children in the face and go, listen to mommy. And they go, but mommy was drunk on the beach and took a shit on a cop shoe.
Again, here's the thing. We've talked about this before. It's not the, hey, look at you did in the past. You're making millions now. It's the, look at you're doing now and you're making $40 a week doing it. It's the starting out part that really sucks.
Right.
Because there's a lot of those people out there that start out making $40 a week and they get all the way to $80 a week and they're like, holy shit, I'm not cut out for this. But they've already gone and done all the bad shit.
Right.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, but that's the risk you run. It's mm-hmm. the gamble you take. Anyways, basically, women, just pop that pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
Just pop that pussy.
Be
and
table.
And, yeah,
drums.
Fuck the infants. Fuck
well,
them. What? Hey, what have they
literally.
Done for you?
Not literally.
Hey, what? Yeah, don't fuck them. But like metaphorically, I'm like, what? First off, what has the fucking infant done for you?
Right.
Riddle me that. What has an infant done for you? Fucking nothing. Fuck that infant. Pop that pussy. Make that money. Have a great day. Thank you, Blitz. Appreciate you. Bye.